Welcome to the Crystal Pain Show, where we help you embrace your life right where you are and give you practical steps to get where you want to go. Whether you are in your car, folding laundry, cooking, cleaning, or maybe even just enjoying a cup of coffee and a few minutes of quiet, we're so glad you're joining us today. Here's your host, wife, mom of six kids, foster mom, entrepreneur, and author, Crystal Pain.
Welcome to another episode of the Crystal Pain Show. Jesse and I are enjoying a very quiet house. This rarely ever happens, and it's only because it is currently 11:25 p.m. Everyone is in bed, and we are finally getting this podcast episode recorded that we have wanted to record for going on 2 weeks now, because we ended up not having a chance to record it last week. So we just didn't have an episode go up last week. We have a lot to update you on. This episode, we're going to talk about my parents' 50th wedding anniversary celebration, which was so special. Tell you all about it. Also, I have a brand new product, and we have a coupon code for you and a really cool opportunity for you all. I, for years, have been asked to do one-on-one coaching. And for the longest time, I just didn't have the infrastructure in place on my team and the capacity and space in my life to be able to make that happen, even though I love coaching. Like, it is one of my very favorite things to do. And, you know, it's interesting because this past year, a woman came to me, her name is Nancy, and she asked me if I would coach her for 6 months. And it just felt this prompting that I was supposed to say yes. And so I said yes to that. And in the process of those 6 months, I remembered, I love this. This brings me so much joy. And also it feels like it is my sweet spot. And so we decided to move some things around, make space, and really prioritize making this something that happens in my schedule and something that I'm going to open the door for this fall. So in October, I am opening up for 10 one-on-one coaching spots. Now, most of them are already filled, but we do have possibly two left. So if you are interested in one-on-one coaching with me, I would love to discuss more details with you. It is a financial investment. It is a time and energy investment. I don't want you to sign up for this without the desire to put in the work, put in the effort, and also put in the financial commitment, because I feel like that when we make a financial commitment to something, we are so much more apt to actually follow through with it. Like, I wish I could coach everyone for free, but I know that what we pay for, we value more. So if you are interested in details, just send an email to crystal@moneysavingmom.com. We will send you the application form with all of the details. Like I said, there are two spots left. I think two spots. But if you don't get in October, we will probably be opening up more spots either in November or December. So my goal is that I'm going to be able to open up more, up to 40 spots, but we have to work up to that slowly to make sure that I have the capacity for that and everything. But anyway, if you're interested, send an email to crystal@moneysavingmom.com. And some of you might be wondering, well, what kind of coaching, Crystal? And most people that so far have signed up are doing business coaching. So whether they want to start a business or whether they have a business and they just want some help and some encouragement from someone who has run an online business and been successful at it by the grace of God for over 20 years, and you just need some encouragement, someone who is ahead of you, someone who can ask good questions, someone who can encourage you, someone who can be your cheerleader, and also give you guidance and advice of what not to do. I think of my business coach, Allie Worthington. She literally had a coaching session today, and I told her, I said, Allie, you are the biggest godsend in my life. You have blown up my business in the best way. You have completely changed the way that I lead, the way that I interact with my employees, the way that I really just come to the table as a person. Mm-hmm. And I am so grateful for that. And so to get the opportunity to pour into others in the way that she's poured into me, I'm really, really excited about it. So send an email, crystal@moneysavingmom.com. Let's chat if you are interested in that. Okay. I'll tell you about the brand new course that we have in a little while, but I want to talk about my parents' 50th wedding anniversary celebration. So Jesse did not get to go, which was sad. We made the decision because of the timing of when it was going to happen that only me and Micah would go. And it ended up being a really great thing that our whole family didn't go, which that sounds weird, but I will explain more later. Also, we have two weddings coming up. Both of our brothers are getting married, which what is funny is that both of them had wanted to get married for a long time and then waited and prayed and waited and hoped and prayed and waited. And right around the same time, God brought these wonderful women into their life and they both got engaged in a very similar time frame and then decided that they both wanted to pick the exact same day for their wedding, which would have possibly worked, except for they were going to be in two very different states. Yep. And so we said the one had already established their date. The other one was wanting to pick that date. And we said, you can pick that date, but we cannot go to your wedding because we've already committed to go to this other wedding. So gratefully, they are 1 weekend apart from one another. So we are going to have a lot of wedding stuff coming up. But we knew that that was coming up. And so we decided that, you know, since our family was going to be traveling for both of those, all of our family would be traveling, it'd be better for me to just go to the 50th wedding anniversary. So Micah was an angel. Like, it was so fun to get to travel with him. That was one of the highlights of the trip because it's just such a different thing. I traveled with him so much when he was
a lot younger.
6 months, yeah. 12 months, 18 months, and even got stuck overnight in the Dallas airport with him when he was, I think, 18 months. Do not recommend that. I feel like maybe he was a little bit younger than that, but he was not baby. And so he and I have to put in a lot of miles, but he's now 3. And, you know,
no longer a lap child.
It's like, well, he did. He can kind of pass as a lap child because he's so small. And so he gets a little scared on flights. And so he wanted to sit on my lap and they were totally fine with it. And I'm like, he's smaller than, you know, there's a lot of 2-year-olds that are,
yeah, that's true,
that are much larger than him. And so, and he's still in, I mean, he's not in 3T clothes by any. So anyway, they let him be a lap child. So, but he was just so sweet. It was like, he knew it's his responsibility to kind of like take care of his mom. And he, it was just funny because he was always looking out for me and remembering like, oh, we need to go there. We need to do that. We need to bring this, and reminding me so much of Silas, so much of Silas. But it was really fun to just do that just with him. And he just, I mean, there was so much crazy in the sense of that, you know, late nights, early mornings, seeing all sorts of people that he didn't know, never, you know, not sleeping in his own bed, not eating the food he usually eats, and not being on the schedule that he's usually on. And he just went along with it and just rolled with it. So it was really special because we had honestly just we'd really waffled over having this celebration for my parents, mostly because we weren't sure how they would feel about it, but we knew the way that they are, we needed to plan it and then tell them versus invite them into the planning process, because we thought there's a good chance that if we ask them before we've actually finalized all the plans and sent the invitations, they might try to talk us out of it. Like, oh, nobody's going to want to come. Oh, that's, you know. So we decided we're going for it. And so my brother, because he's getting married, was able to get the list of all the mailing addresses from my parents. And so we picked the ones to send from that list and sent it out. And then in sending out those invitations, we also just sent one to my parents. And so my brother was there when they opened it, and they were so confused because first they were like, who's getting married? Because they knew it was that kind of invitation. And then they opened it up, and it took them quite a long time to process, like, this picture on this invitation is their wedding picture, and to realize, wait, we're getting invited to something for us. What? So that was really fun. But we knew it was going to be okay, because as within probably 5 minutes of them opening it up, my mom had already asked who we'd invited, and she wanted to see the list, and she was listing off people she wanted to make sure were invited. It ended up that she came up with a whole lot more people that we hadn't invited that she wanted to invite. And up until the week of the event, she was still inviting people. So we knew she was excited. And then she came up with the idea that she wanted to wear her wedding dress, which that thought had never crossed our mind. And so she got it altered, because I think we talked about this way back when we did the episode on our wedding. Jesse, you stepped on my dress after the ceremony and literally ripped it out the waist. And so there was this gaping hole.
It was the receiving line.
Yes, this gaping hole that my friend came and found a needle and thread and sewed it up very, just as best as she could while I was in the line, because it couldn't be not sewed, or it had to be held or pinned. And that needed to be fixed. So she got that fixed and she got altered, and it looked so good. That was the thing that was so crazy to me, because it looked so white. And I'm like, you know, my mom said, I think all those places that they advertise, you know, we will preserve your wedding dress for X amount of dollars. She didn't do any of that. She just had it in a bag in the closet for 50 years. Well, I mean, other than to take it out for me to wear it for my wedding and then put it back. And it looked so great. It was crazy. But so she wore her wedding dress, and we hired a professional photographer and got family pictures. And that was really special. We just got those pictures back, and I'm so glad we did that. But then the coolest thing was, so my parents, for their wedding, they just had a maid of honor and a best man. Well, so both the maid of honor and best man came to this celebration. The best man came from California, and so they got to recreate their original wedding photo, which, I mean, I don't know that anybody, I'm sure somebody's done that before, but I'm thinking, like, how many people in the world 50 years later could recreate their original wedding photo? It does help that they only had, you know, one person each,
right?
But still, that was really cool. So what the interesting thing was is that, you know, we were all planning this from afar and didn't have a lot of time to really plan it, just because all of us have a lot going on in our lives. And so the week before, you know, we kind of had divvied up, okay, you're in charge of cakes, you're in charge of photography, you're in charge of food, you're in charge of music, you're in charge of the PowerPoint. Everybody had just divvied up things. And then a week before, it was just like, what are we forgetting? And then when we got there, we all got in the day before, and it was just all hands on deck. Like, all the six siblings, just all hands on deck. We all work together. We work together really, really well. I think probably just because growing up, we did so many things. It's like working in the garden, working in the kitchen, working on the dishes, those types of things. We did so much together. So we just work together very well. And we all just kind of, you know, take charge of our own little area and make sure it gets done. We made a balloon arch, which I had never done before. And my sister, my younger sister, who has done multiple balloon arches and wanted to do the balloon arch, she was very, very pregnant. And so we pulled a rocking chair out from the nursery at the church it was at and made her sit in the rocking chair, and she just directed the balloon arch. But it is really weird for anyone who has not made a balloon arch. It is so weird. Jesse, you would have probably been fascinated by it. We first had to blow up all the balloons, which, by the way, had a whatever it would be called thing to, I don't know, an air, not an air canister. I don't know what it would be.
Was called. An air compressor.
Probably. It? Yes. It was some type of thing like that. I wasn't involved in blowing up the balloons, but they were not doing them like blowing them like
with their
mouth. Air. Yes. Yeah. And so blow up all these balloons, which there were a whole lot of them.
Did they have to be the same size?
All different sizes. All different sizes? Okay. Great big, small, different colors, different sizes. And then we strung, it's like this plastic piece. It is this, I don't know, like one inch plastic piece that has holes in it. Strung it across multiple chairs because it was going to be a large balloon arch. So it's probably, I don't know, like at least 25 feet long. And then take the balloons that we had blown up, not blown up, but you know, that were blown up, and then stuck them in the little holes. And you just start just kind of like, you know, going and being like, okay, every 3 feet, we're going to have a white balloon. And then every three, you know, just start. And then you also twist, like you twist three together. And then, so you do like a gold and a white and a blue and twist them together and then put that like every 3 feet. And you just keep doing this until you fill up all the space and then you hang it. And my, like while we were doing it, we're like, this is not going to work. And my sister's like, just trust me. Just trust me. When you hang it, it is, it's going to look great. Just trust me. And my brother, is an engineer. And so he was kind of in charge of making sure that we had, you know, like we're methodical about how the colors were and that we were doing a great pattern and all that, which is, it was really funny to see him do that. He also said, this is my first and last balloon arch I will ever be doing. Yeah. But it was so fun to do that. And it looked great.
Whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. Silas used IXL in his math class a few years ago, and he really loved how he could work at his own pace, and he loved that he was able to see instant feedback on how he was doing. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies show that kids who use IXL score higher on tests. It will work for any of your kids because IXL uses smart technology to tailor support to each child's level, personality, and learning pace, which I love. It also saves time because one subscription gets you everything. There's one site for all the kids in your home, whether they're pre-K up to 12th grade. And also, my favorite part, you save money because if your child is struggling, this is such a great investment. A single hour of tutoring costs more than a month of IXL. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Crystal Payne Show listeners can get an exclusive 20% off your IXL membership when you sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Do you ever feel like it's hard to eat healthfully without feeling like you're giving up flavor or fun? Well, Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day. They're American grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. And they have no added sugar. They're just fruit as nature intended. They're only 80 calories per cup, and I love that it's 6 grams of fiber per serving. That's 21% of your daily value. And fiber is something that I've really been trying to eat more of. Here's the best part. So when you buy American grown frozen raspberries, you're getting fresh off the field flavor all year long. I love to have frozen raspberries in smoothies. You can put them in muffins or also toss them in a bowl of yogurt with some granola for a really healthy, yummy, and nutrient-packed snack or breakfast. Want to discover new ways to use American frozen red raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Just go to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington red raspberries a regular part of your routine. Armoire makes getting dressed easy. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, you can build the perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you. That's right. All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet that they build for you. The styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. Then when you're ready for new clothes, just swap them out for new to you styles. I have loved getting to use Armoire. It has challenged me to try some new styles. And y'all, I have found some jeans that I have absolutely loved. In fact, I ended up buying them because I wore them so much that I was like, you know what? This is not a style I would have chosen for myself, but they picked out something that fit me so perfectly. And I just was like, I gotta have this in my closet, and I never would have known that. So I love that it challenges you to try some new things, and you get to try it out risk-free because you don't have to buy it. You can send it back and trade it in for something else if you find that that doesn't work for you. So right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/crystal. That's armoire.style, armoire.style/crystal to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. One of my sisters put together a table of all sorts of memorabilia from my parents, of letters that they'd written to each other back when they were dating, pictures through the years. My brother-in-law did a slideshow. My sister put together all of the music that they loved, like from their high school and college years, which is funny because she kept sending links to us being like, did you know that mom and dad liked this music? And so that was really special. And then wait,
just a second. How did you find that out?
How did I find what out?
The kind of music they liked.
Because of course, my mom, she picked a whole bunch of songs. Like that's, she thought through all the songs that she used to love and she's loved over the years, and she just put that together. So a lot of it were songs that they would listen to a lot when they were in college and dating, that sort of thing. So I didn't, there weren't ones I was at all familiar with. But so that was fun. And then we had the cake place that they ordered their cake from. We had that, it's still in business, believe it or not, 50 years later. And we gave them a picture of their original wedding cake, and they recreated their original wedding cake, which was fun. We also just did plain sheet cakes. My dad does not like frosting that has like colors, you know, like food coloring in it. So like flowers or whatever. Right. And so we just did plain white, which I actually thought worked really well because then you didn't deal with, you know, as a parent, like your kid is eating, they have blue frosting all over the place, or like that it spills and it stains the carpet or whatever. Nobody complained. So we did that. And then we had veggies and fruit, like charcuterie type boards of those, and cheese and crackers, and then punch. And then we had some different gluten-free things as well. And we all just worked together, you know, that day to put it all together. And it, you would have thought that we had spent hours and hours and hours planning it and executing it. But honestly, it was just us all divvying it up and then coming together and working together to get it done. And so the day of, so the day before, we are executing on getting everything ready. And then the day of is Saturday. And we had the idea, well, my brother had the idea that we would all go out to breakfast together, which growing up, we always, every Saturday morning, my dad would take the kids out to breakfast. It's been ages. I mean, since we've all gone out to breakfast, I can't even think of how many years it would have been that we would have all gone out to breakfast. Probably, I mean, you know, my sister turned, my oldest sister, probably she stopped going when she like turned 16 or something like that. So it was a long time ago. And so it was super fun. And my parents always go to the same restaurant. They still go out to breakfast every Saturday morning, always go to the same restaurant, know the people really well. And so for them to get to bring in all their kids was really, really special. And then they took us to the health food store that they love to go to. It was just really, really fun. And we all troop into this little health food store and we're shopping. And my parents are introducing us to the people who work at the health food store that they know well. And I mean, literally we're at breakfast and my dad's like, yes. I don't remember what the waitress's name was. Her house burned down, not too long ago. And then she's showing us, she pulls out her phone and she's showing us all these pictures of her house and telling us the whole story. And I just love my parents wherever they go. Like they get to know the people. It's like they're doctors. It's not like, I mean, me, I just like, I don't know my doctor. I guess our pediatrician, we know, but like, they, are friends with all of these people. It's like, it's just such a different thing. And my mom wanted to invite the waitresses and waiters at the restaurant and the workers at the health food store to their 50th. But I think we did say, mom, that's probably a little bit, maybe like crossing a weird line there. But anyway, so then we got to get my mom all ready for the day, which was really fun. I blow dried her hair and my sister curled it. And then it's like getting the bride ready, but it's our mom. And then my parents took pictures and my dad wore basically like a tux and they were so cute. And it was so weird because it's like my parents are getting married or something. Like it's just really weird to see your parents in like wedding clothes or something, but it was just fun. And they were just so, so happy. And then they had just felt like nobody's really going to come. And it was Labor Day weekend. Y'all, it was packed out. There were people there from, fourth grade that my mom went to school with in fourth grade. There was a woman there that my mom hadn't seen for 40 years. Crazy. There was like the lady, I think, who played the piano in their wedding was there. Like somebody who sang in their wedding. Some girl was somebody who was, a little girl at their wedding. Obviously, she's not a little girl anymore. Wow. She was there. And it was so special because then family that we hadn't seen in a long time, like our cousins and our uncle and aunt, we hadn't seen them in a long time. And my grandpa came, which he is 97, I think, and hadn't really gotten out of his house for 3 years. Like it was just a special, special time. And I think what was also cool is that pretty much everybody who was there, they knew somebody else who was there and it was like people that they don't usually see, but people that they care deeply about. And so you just saw all these people like, oh my goodness, and then you like see this like big reunion and it was just happening over and over and over in different parts of the room and people reconnecting. And the whole day was just so special. And then we closed it out with my parents cutting the cake, their original cake. Not original, but you know what I mean? Recreation of their original cake and then feeding each other, which they were at first, like they were like, we are not going to do this. And then they really got into it. And then my mom was scared that my dad was going to smash cake all over her because he acted like that's what he was going to do. And we were laughing so hard. It was so fun. And then after we cleaned up from that, we all went back to my parents' house. And then it was just fun to get to debrief on the day. Like, who did you talk to? Who did you talk to? And just because we all had different conversations with different people. And it was just really special. And then my brother had this idea that we would all go to church with my parents on Sunday morning. And so all of us sat in a row with my parents,
like old times.
And we just had the best time. It was so special. And many of you know that there were some hard things in my family last year. And my mom had a lot of health issues. And, we did not think that she would be making it to the 50th anniversary. And so for that to happen made it extra special. And we're just so glad that we pushed through kind of the initial, like, are they going to like it? Are they not? Because they loved it. And I just think it was really special. And it was so meaningful for so many people to come and just express how much my parents have impacted their life and to get to see that, for my parents to get to feel that. So I think my parents are literally some of the most giving people ever. So for them to kind of get to be given back to was really special. And now we get to look forward to weddings coming up for both families. It's kind of crazy because we're going to get to see so many family members in the space of such a small time frame, which yeah. I'm really excited about. And we'll see how it all goes down. Kirsten and Micah and David are going to be ring bearers and flower girl in one of the weddings. And so David, I just like, we haven't put his suit on because I don't think he's going to be a fan of the suit. He kind of doesn't like sensory textures and everything. So we will see. Probably going to put like a good onesie on underneath so he can't feel the scratchy material. But Micah is just really, really into the suit. He says that he is boss baby, but as soon as he put on his suit, he's like, boss baby. But then he goes, mom, I need a gold watch. I need a big gold watch like boss baby wears. I can't wear a suit without a big gold watch. So yes, it's going to be the best. I'm so excited about it. And also hoping that they are in good spirits that day. So like Micah brings back the angel baby that he was on the last trip to Kansas. I mean, I think they'll all be fine, but we're excited about that. I'd love to hear from you if you have ever done some type of anniversary celebration for your parents or experienced anything like that. Like, have you seen your parents in their, your mom in her wedding dress? I'd love to hear your thoughts on that and what you have done if you have parents that are still living that you have a relationship with to celebrate. I told you that I had a brand new course and I wanted to close with telling you about it because I'm so excited about it. One of the things that I am passionate about is helping women be able to find ways to increase their income. And so I put together this course called the Work From Home Blueprint, and it is really everything that I wish that I had known back when I first started. Everything that I wish someone had just told me and said, here, take these steps. So it's a 30-day step-by-step plan to help you land a remote job or launch a home-based business. So either path, whether you want to work remotely for another company or whether you want to launch your own business or whether you want to do some type of hybrid where you work remotely but also are building your own business, I just map out step-by-step everything that you need to do. There is a workbook reading for each day, but if you're like, I don't like to read, well, I read it for you. And so there's audio that you can just listen to it. There is a video every day. I had so much fun with these. I initially thought, oh, these are just going to be, 3-minute long videos. And then I had so much to share that a lot of them are more like 7 to 8 minutes long. And it just gives you a really behind the scenes look at our business and just inspirational stories. A lot of things are stories that I haven't shared online other places before, but I hope that it encourages you. And then there are every day a project to help you move the ball forward. And then bonus projects, if you want to spend a little bit more time and do a little bit more on that. And then there are worksheets, there are printables. There are so many different things like helping you to build your resume and helping you to prepare for an interview and how to update your LinkedIn profile and how to create a one-page offer and free Canva templates that you can use and so much more. I just try to make it as comprehensive as possible. And we also wanted to make it as accessible as possible. And so like I talked earlier about, I do think it is important if you financially invest in something, you are much more apt to follow through with it. So I'm not giving it away for free, but I wanted to make it as affordable as possible to help as many people as possible. So I could charge significantly more, hundreds of dollars for this course because it is so comprehensive and jam-packed, but it is $67. However, because you are a podcast listener, you get a coupon code. Use the coupon code REMOTE. We will put the link in the comments for the Work From Home Blueprint. Use the coupon code REMOTE and you can get it for just $47. So again, link in the show notes, use the coupon code REMOTE and get it for $47. If you have any questions, just shoot an email to crystal@moneysavingmom.com. As always, thank you for being here. I hope you have a great week and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us today. For more great resources, please visit crystalpayne.com.